Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, man, did Mark Cuban step in it today? Did he ever? He's got all these women angry at him today because he said Trump is afraid of intelligent, strong women. One of them right now who's been on the show a few times, Elise Stefanik's on Fox News right now, ripping him a new one. Good for her. Good for all the women who work for Trump who've been ripping him over this. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here today. Happy Halloween. Yes. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Halloween, of course, when the dead rise and vote in Philadelphia and South Jersey and other places like that. So we got to make sure that that doesn't happen. We are streaming live on YouTube. 1210 WPHT is our YouTube channel. So join the fun, join the conversation. And tonight I'll be going down to Independence Mall. Brett Baer is doing his show, Special Report, live in Philly tonight. And I'll be on his show at 6:30. So Michael Pelka is going to do the last hour for me so that I can head down there and join that as we talk about all things Pennsylvania. And I'll give you a little preview of what I'm going to say. And it's basically this. I think the best gauge we have of how Trump is doing in Pennsylvania, because these polls are, I don't think they're incredibly reliable, and they show the races very close, and we have stories like all these women are voting early on, and what does that mean, and what's the implication of that? I think the two biggest metrics you can look at are Bob Casey embracing Donald Trump, not just distancing himself from Kamala Harris, but literally embracing Donald Trump in a campaign ad, which has a woman and a man together in this ad, talking about how he's a Republican, she's a Democrat. They disagree on a lot of things, but they agree on Bob Casey. All right. Now, are they agree on Bob Casey. And they talk about how Bob Casey supported Donald Trump tariffs and fracking. And Bob Casey comes on at the end of it and says, I'm Bob Casey and I definitely approve this message. The bottom line is this, and I'm not going to play it for because I don't want to give the guy free airtime, but Casey's embracing Trump, not just running away from Kamala Harris, but he's literally embracing Donald Trump. The second metric is John Fetterman comes out and says the level of support for Trump is astonishing. And he's fearful that in Pennsylvania, the support for Trump is even stronger than it was in 2016. Now, you know that every person who's backing Trump who feels that way is definitely 100% going to 100% going to go vote for Donald Trump. Absolutely. On the Democrat side, I think the people that want to vote to stop Donald Trump are being reflected in the early voting numbers you're seeing. There are a lot of women voters who want to stop Donald Trump because of the reproductive rights issue. But that cake's already baked. It's been baked for a year. It's been baked ever since the Supreme Court overturned Roe. And I think those numbers are reflected in the early voting. But on Election Day, the Trump vote is going to turn out huge for him. I don't think the Democrat vote is turning out huge for Kamala Harris. I think there's a giant lack of enthusiasm. So once you get past the we're voting to stop Trump vote, which I think is already happening in the early voting, I don't know what's left. You know what I mean? And so, well, I know that if you're supporting Trump, you're definitely voting. You're 100% voting. I can't say the same if you're voting for Harris because you're not really voting for Harris. You're voting to stop Trump. Unless you're really passionate about it, you probably would have already voted by now. So that's the sign I look at. And I think that for a lot of people on the Democrat side, they're depressed. They think Trump's going to win. They're depressed about his chances. And that may also lead to them staying home on Election Day as well. Now, if you hear the Democrat side, they tell it, they run through things and they say, hey, women are going to come out in record numbers to stop Donald Trump, and women are going to come out and they're going to vote on abortion. It's going to be the big issue. But focus group after focus group says that unless that is your issue, you're one issue voter, the economy trumps that, for lack of a better term, in a big, big way. So my point is that the enthusiasm factor for Trump is as strong as it ever was, probably even stronger. Because now you have people that are also fed up with everything that's happened, fed up with everything for the last several years. And they're definitely, definitely coming out to vote. I think we're streaming live on YouTube. I don't know. Kirk, are we streaming live yet? Do we have it going? Justin, do we know if we're streaming? I don't see it yet. Are we?
We're getting it up right now.
We're getting it up.
Things
that's
at once.
What she said. All right, we're getting it up on YouTube. In the meantime, let's jump in here. President Trump is speaking in Wisconsin. I just want to take a quick listen to a little bit of what he's saying in the must-win state of Wisconsin right now. Let's jump in.
An emergency price relief to all Americans. On day one, I will sign an executive order directing every federal agency to immediately remove every single burdensome regulation driving up the cost of goods, or drive up the cost of goods. We have so many regulations that hurt our country. I cut more regulations times four than any president in the history of our country. And that's why we had the best, we had the greatest economy in history. That's one of the reasons why. The other is I gave you the largest tax cut in the history of our country, including Ronald Reagan. Furthermore, I will create a new cabinet position for a senior member of my administration who will be tasked exclusively with doing everything in the federal government's power to reduce the cost of living. We have to. You not be able to live. And a lot of it is just the regulations and the rules and regulations, which are just a waste of time and money. And everybody, we need regulation, but I have seen regulations where they have 30 regulations for one subject, and the one subject doesn't even matter. All agencies will be judged daily on their progress in slashing the cost of household items. We're going to slash the cost, and this will be the largest and fastest, most aggressive regulatory reduction. It's going to be the largest regulatory reduction in the history of our country, and it's
great.
Going to happen very fast.
Good. Love it. Love it.
Using just Love very it. Conservative estimates, we will save the typical household $7,000 in the first year alone. With no impact to your life, Tim. No impact at all. Just a waste of money. Uh-oh. Osprey. The Osprey. Pretty amazing, right? Pretty amazing. They've had some difficulty, but pretty amazing. We will end the inflation nightmare immediately and create a record jobs boom, the likes of which you've never seen before. And we had a record. We had, think of it, 4 years ago, we were energy independent. And during my administration, we had the most successful economy, the greatest economy in the history of our country. The history of our country. And we had the best job numbers in the history of our country. African-American, Hispanic-American, Asian-American, men, women, people with a degree, young people with a degree in the best schools, young people without a degree at all. Every single group had the best. There wasn't one group that wasn't at the all-time top. We had the most successful administration, and we rebuilt the military. We did so many. We defeated ISIS. We did a lot.
All right, let's jump out of this for a minute. We are streaming live on YouTube right now, so join us. It took a few minutes to get going for some reason, but we're there, so that's good. The podcast with Joe Rogan and J.D. Vance just dropped. It already has close to a million views. Joe Rogan and vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance. That just came out. One of my favorite lines from it, of course, is when they talk about how conservative men have more testosterone, which is true. A lot of the dudes for Kamala, well, we know they're betas, and you're a beta male if you have low testosterone. No, it's just true. That's a scientific fact, 100%. My testosterone is very high. I have very high testosterone, and that is a real thing. In fact, men who are healthier and have higher testosterone levels tend to be conservative. It's true. It's true. And in the course of the interview, they also suspect that Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg is a Trump supporter. I think they might be right about that point as well. So I'll play that for you in a second. But let's understand this, what Mark Cuban said about women and why so many people right now are angry at him. And there's a bunch of women who are coming out and putting videos up there, including Anna Paulina. Anna Paulina Luna, the congresswoman, and a number of others who are destroying Mark Cuban over his comments today on The View. So why don't we begin with that? And this is the big story of the day today, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. Yes, you can listen to Rogan and Vance later. Listen to this show now. I'm only with you till 6 today because of Fox News, so you better stick around for the next 3 hours. I meant for Opelka from 6 to 7. But here's Mark Cuban telling The View, you never see Trump around strong, intelligent women, cut number 3.
Put her over the edge with Nikki Haley supporters. Donald Trump, you never see him around strong, intelligent women, ever. It's just that simple. They're intimidating to him. He doesn't like to be challenged by them. And, you know, Nikki Haley will call him on his nonsense with reproductive rights and how he sees and treats and talks about women. I mean, he just can't have her around. It wouldn't work.
I think Stormy is intelligent. I don't think that's 100%. She's very smart.
Oh, that's enough. Yeah, thank you. That's enough. Thank you. All right. So let's unpack that for a second. Yesterday on the show, Tulsi Gabbard was on. Tulsi Gabbard is an incredibly intelligent woman. She's strong, and she's supporting Donald Trump. That's right. Nikki Haley does not like Donald Trump, and that's because Nikki Haley is a warmonger. And look, I'm glad she's in for Dave McCormick, and I'm glad she's helping. But just so you know, I am not in the least disappointed that she's not coming on this show. And she was supposed to, apparently, and then she didn't, and good. Fine with me. I don't care. She probably knows why. I have a sense of why she's not coming on the show. It's probably because I've been calling her a warmonger for the last year or so, maybe longer, and I'm fine with that, believe me. But that's not why she's not around Donald Trump. She's not around Donald Trump because Nikki Haley's hoping Donald Trump loses. Sorry, but it's true. And then she wants to run in 2028. She wants to be, there's a number of Republicans out there who are turning around and they're doing this little game, and the little game is, well, we're going to say we're with Trump. We hope he loses. And then in 2028, we're going to come out and go, well, now the adults need to take over the Republican Party again. Now that all you MAGA buffoons lost. And by adults, they mean the warmongers who love invading countries and the endless wars in Ukraine. And that's what I'm talking about right there. Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, that whole little group. And you'll see Republicans who were anti-Trump, who then embraced MAGA, if Trump loses. And then embrace MAGA, go back to being the anti-MAGA and pretend like they were never with Trump. They'll just flop in the wind. You know what I mean? But there are Republicans who are hoping he loses. But they want to have support of Republicans. It's why she's campaigning for McCormick. I personally find it to be ridiculous that she's out there criticizing Trump's rally in Madison Square Garden. Number one. But that's why she's not with Trump. She doesn't really want him to win. Just like how Joe Biden doesn't want Kamala Harris to win. Just like how Josh Shapiro doesn't want Kamala Harris to win. Just like how Phil Murphy, his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, doesn't want Kamala Harris to win. It's because these people want to run themselves. They don't want to have to deal with 4 years of Kamala Harris in there, which could turn into 8 years. They don't want to risk that. They'll take Trump for four, rail against him for the next 2 years, go to Iowa, go to New Hampshire, and then try to get the nomination. That's what they want. And now that they see that it's very likely that Trump is going to win, they're distancing themselves even more in the final days from this. Why do you think Bob Casey's wrapping his arms around Donald Trump? Not just saying he doesn't support Kamala Harris's policies, but literally embracing Trump's policies. Why do you think that's happening in Pennsylvania? So Mark Cuban steps in that, and a lot of women, excluding Nikki Haley, came out and had a lot of things to say here today. But let me begin with one of those people, and that's Representative Anna Paulina Luna. And hopefully we can play this on YouTube stream because she's worth looking at 100%. And I'm not ashamed to say that. She's a beautiful woman. It's okay to say that. She's a beautiful woman. Nothing wrong with that. You're allowed to say that. At least you're allowed to say that on this show. Anyway, cut number 30.
Mark Cuban just went on The View this morning and said that there are no strong or intelligent women that support President Trump, which is by definition misogyny, not just to mention they're disgusting comments. The fact is that Mark Cuban, this out-of-touch billionaire that's trying to bully women into supporting Kamala Harris, A, has no idea what real people are experiencing in this country. He's an elitist, again, out of touch. But B, he's also part of the same party that is trying to remove mothers. They're trying to call us birthing persons or chest feeders. They can't even define what a woman is, and yet the arrogance in trying to lecture strong and independent women that are outside the groupthink mentality into who to vote for, I don't think so. The fact is that this party, again, tries to bully people, but it's not going to happen. You can see that in the polling. We're going to win.
Well, I think it's so insulting to women that this jackass Mark Cuban comes out and says that. Here's another strong woman who worked for Donald Trump, Kayleigh McEnany, who was his press secretary, and she's on Fox News now, and she's a very strong woman, and she worked for him, and this is what she had to say, cut 29.
I had to take a breath before this, because this is so profoundly offensive. I worked for Donald Trump. I consider myself a strong woman. I consider those around me strong women. Kellyanne Conway, Brooke Rollins, Ivanka Trump, Hope Hicks, Sarah Sanders. That's before we get to the women that Donald Trump elevated to very high levels, like Nikki Haley, who still That's supports right. him, like Amy Coney Barrett, who he put on the Supreme Court, or the women currently around him. Susie Wiles comes to mind, Caroline Leavitt. That is so offensive. And you know why? Because it's not just about the women who worked for him. He said the women around Donald Trump. This comes right after the Joe Biden garbage comment. Okay, the women around Donald Trump, what about the women who vote for Donald Trump? Are they weak? Are they dumb? Did Mark Cuban just insult any woman who supports Donald Trump? Because it's a little, very small step from that. And this is an official Harris campaign surrogate, Mark Cuban. That is misogynistic in my view. Get out of here, Mark Cuban. Kamala Harris, he's your surrogate. I want to hear from you. Do you agree the women are weak and ineffective, whatever he said? Get out of here. And I can't wait to hear from you, Kamala.
Yeah, look, I would add Janiyah Thomas to that list. I'd add a lot of people. I just did all women's town hall with him. Those women were with him. Those people who are now in charge of the messaging that you've seen go viral, super viral.
Now, there's a new poll out from Echelon Insights, which I just got. On our full ballot for the Keystone State, Trump leads Harris in PA by a 5-point margin, 51-46. The head-to-head is similar, 52-46 for Trump. But with Josh Shapiro on the ticket, Trump's lead falls to 50-48. McCormick leads Casey right now 47-44. That's Echelon Insights, their poll that just came out a short time ago, literally released at 3 p.m. as I was going on the air. So that's a pretty big deal. And they find a dead heat in Wisconsin, with Trump and Harris tied at 48-48. They find right now Michigan, Trump and Harris tied on the full ballot 47-47. New state polls out, Michigan, Harris tied, Wisconsin, Trump and Harris tied, but PA, Trump leads Harris by 5. If that's the case, then he's going to be president. Then he's going to win. Then he's going to win Pennsylvania. He's going to deliver. Then he's president. I mean, but here's the only thing I'm going to say, and I'm just going to say this. That does not mean we should get cocky, because it requires people voting in order for that to happen. We are streaming live on YouTube right now. Kirk, how long until we have the clips loaded up so we can play the clips on our YouTube stream? Do you have a sense of that? Can you talk? Is he potted up? Kirk, how long until we have the clips? I can't hear him.
He's not talking.
He's not talking.
Kirk, I've got you potted up.
All right. Kirk, go ahead. He can't hear me. He's not saying anything. I can't hear him. No, don't worry about it.
He's just not saying anything.
He's just not saying anything. All right, let's get those clips loaded up so we can play them on our YouTube stream. We are streaming live right now on YouTube, and I would love for you to join us on that. And this is going to be a big show for today. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up. We've got Congressman Dan Muser joining us. We'll talk about the state of the race in PA. Congressman Lee Zeldin, he's going to be joining us as well. And I want to take your thoughts and your calls. What are you seeing and what are you hearing out there? You're my eyes and ears in Pennsylvania. What are you hearing? What are you seeing? 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210, and on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, if you want to weigh in right now. And we got a lot to chat about as the story continues today. But listen, Privacy Pro is a new feature from DuckDuckGo, and this is great. It is a 3-in-1 subscription service. It includes DuckDuckGo VPN and two other protections, personal information removal and identity theft restoration. It helps protect your personal info from being exploited by hackers, scammers, and privacy-invasive companies. And it's from DuckDuckGo. You got to have a VPN. Look, you should never be online in this day and age without a VPN. You should not, because anybody can steal whatever data you have online. If you're in a public place using Wi-Fi, even your Wi-Fi at home. So you got to get the VPN. But it also includes other features as well. And this is why I love it. Because you get personal information removal. Ever find out how many sites out there have stuff on you? It's a lot of them. Well, DuckDuckGo helps you remove all that information, and it also has identity theft restoration as well. That's right. So this way, if somebody does steal your identity, we can ensure that all of that information is retrieved for you. That's what DuckDuckGo will do. You get all that for only $9.99 a month or $99.99 for the year. And as my listener, if you go to DuckDuckGo.com/1210, you get a week on us to try it out. I think you'll love it. I subscribe to Privacy Pro because privacy is incredibly important to me. I don't want to mess around. I don't want the government spying on me. I don't want companies spying on me. And DuckDuckGo protects you in a way that simply no other company can. You access Privacy Pro through any DuckDuckGo browser available on your phone or your laptop. Just go to the settings menu and select Privacy Pro or go to DuckDuckGo.com/1210. Get a week on us. DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All righty, so Halloween. Happy Halloween. Hope you and the kids are having fun. Got to see my daughter in her Halloween parade today at school, which is fun. Always a fun day to be a dad, Halloween, that's for sure. And hopefully I'll be done kind of early tonight so I can at least trick-or-treat with them for a little while. So what's going on out there? Let me know. 855-839-1210. Tim is in Haddonfield. Tim, what's going on?
Hey, Rich. Good afternoon. A few nights ago, I don't know if you're aware or what you saw. I'm curious to know what your take is on it. During a Formula One race, ABC ran across the ticker down the bottom of the screen, said Pennsylvania presidential election results, 100% of the ballots are in, mm-hmm. and it gave numbers. It said, what was it, Harris 52, Trump 47, results are in. I'm a conspiracy theorist, so I'd like to know what somebody else has to say about this.
Well, what they said was that they were testing their displays and their chyrons and everything else. You know, it's interesting that their test has Kamala Harris winning, but mm-hmm. that's what the TV station said, that they were testing their ability to load the numbers and display it. And that's, you know, the sample that they used to display that. That's what they said in their official statement.
What do we believe what people say anymore at this point? It's I'm very weary about it. I've become
reason to be weary about things. I just, first of all, it was a very big number. It had Harris winning by like 5 or 6 points, which, I mean, if she does win Pennsylvania, it's certainly not going to be by that. But I don't know what secret mastermind would already have the numbers decided and give them to a local television station to put out there. You know what I'm saying? Like I can understand that it was just they were testing it. I mean, we're trying to test things all the time here at the station. But, you know, there's good reason to be suspicious of all this stuff. I mean, we've seen it all. You know what I mean? So
I get you. What made me not as suspicious was it said 100% of the votes are in. And I find that highly unlikely that well, they're going to give us 100% of their answer.
Well, they were displaying that with the test of they could see how they could adjust. This is what the station's statement was, that they could see the numbers and then adjust those numbers based on the percentages they were reporting. And they were running a test and it went out over the air. And, you know, it just, of course, it shows Harris winning. They're not going to put Trump winning. You know what I mean? It's just amazing how that works.
No, that's so. Suicide for them.
Right. So
understood.
Yeah.
Understood. I just want to know your take on it, if I'm overreacting.
No, I don't. I think, look, there's reason to be suspicious of all this stuff. I'd say that if it turns out to be, there's a lot of screenshots of that. If in the end the numbers turn out to be anything close to that, we're going to have some, they'll have some explaining to do. Let's put it that way. I just don't see that. I just don't see that happening. Not in Pennsylvania, you know?
Understood. I get you, and I appreciate your take on it.
Yeah, of course. No problem, Tim. Thanks, buddy. You have a great day. I mean, the new polling that's out now, again, I don't want to be like overly optimistic here, but the Echelon polling that just came out shows Trump with a substantial lead in Pennsylvania. So, you know, I don't know. I feel good about things. I also don't want to be overly optimistic. I don't want to pull a Dick Morris and start making wild predictions. I don't want people to stay home. I don't want people to take anything for granted. I don't trust polls on either side right now. I don't know what to believe at this point. To Tim's point, when I saw that the other day, I said, you know, isn't that amazing how something like that happens? You know, a snafu like that where they display, you know, I think the only thing we can do at this point is control what's in our control, and that's the vote. And that's it. And if you're in Bucks County, please vote today or vote tomorrow. Bank it. Do it by 5 o'clock tomorrow. Just please, I'm begging you, vote and vote in person, and obviously vote Republican. It should go without saying, but all right, joining me now, he's a patriot. He represents Pennsylvania in the 9th Congressional District in Congress, and he's out there fighting the good fight for us. He's Congressman Dan Muser. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Rich, I'm doing great. You know, I'm just out here talking to my other friends that are part of the, as was described, the Great American Garbage Collectors.
I was dressing up as garbage for Halloween before Joe Biden said that.
I'm wearing the vest. I'm in a couple of events today, and just hey, you know, we're gonna we are gonna throw the garbage out, and we're gonna make America great again.
What do you think it means that Bob Casey has been embracing Donald Trump? What do you think his internal polling numbers tell him?
Tells him he's losing. Tells him that his margin of being out in front has eroded. Dave McCormick is now up, and he's got nothing to sell except his scare tactics and negativity on McCormick, which has been, by the way, about 98% false, fake lies. And he needs to try to embrace some common sense policies. So as I saw the Dave McCormick, there's no better sign that they're running scared. They're
up, Dan, you there? I think we're losing. Oh, there we go. We got you. Go ahead.
The whole Biden-Harris agenda part of here. And we, therefore, they are, you know, needing to embrace someone that Kamala likes to criticize. Yeah. And call a fascist and everything else. So it's very interesting that Bob Casey is embracing whom Kamala considers a fascist.
You know, the other point, too, that is interesting is what John Fetterman said to The New York Times about Trump's support in Pennsylvania, how it's astonishing. And that's the word he used, astonishing. And that he's fearful of how much support there is for Trump in Pennsylvania right now.
Well, he's right. Everywhere you go, I mean, practically, there's energy. I mean, from Philadelphia, certainly throughout my district, I was just down in Reading. The Latino vote is strongly for President Trump. He's up by like 10 or 11 with the Latino American vote, where in the past, Biden was up 20. I mean, that's a huge shift. African Americans are shifting. You know, they say the men, But the women as well. They're tired of the rhetoric. They're tired of all talk and no action. And, you know, just the scare tactics and no plan whatsoever other than more of the same. In Kamala's own words, she can't think of anything she'd do differently. Nothing comes to mind.
Nothing comes to mind, Congressman Muser. Nothing comes to mind. I was thinking about this early voting stuff. Give me your sense of how we're looking right now based on the early voting in Pennsylvania. I know you get the updated numbers. How are you feeling about things?
Well, very good. Very good. And I feel all the work that's been done, the registration, the mail-in applications that went out, the turnout for the early votes, all the metrics are in line with the enthusiasm and groundswell that we're seeing. So that's pretty clear. Our turnout for the early voting was high, and unfortunately, the Shapiro administration, including even the Secretary of State's office, so I think he was doing his best, did not prepare anywhere near well enough for the high numbers of particularly Republicans. So yeah. Once again, it went against us that were coming in for the early voting because they felt better about bringing their mail-in ballot in person. And we told them it was coming. We told them it was happening. And there were those in Bucks County and Delaware County, for instance, and other places that were standing in line for 2 to 3 hours being told to walk away. And some of these tactics, I mean, you know, police standing in front of or ordering a police officer, because I'm sure the police officer didn't want to do it, in front of a line in Bucks County, you know, certainly bad optics. And how about our friend Val Bianconello getting arrested for crying out loud in Delaware County, simply asking people, don't leave, while a Bureau of Elections official was coming out telling people to leave. stating that you're going to be online for 2 or 3 hours if come back and vote tomorrow. Come back and vote on Election Day. I mean, that's outrageous stuff. And then, of course, the fraudulent ballots that were found in Lancaster, that were found in your county. I mean, and lo and behold, this is only on the side of the Democrats.
Uh-huh.
That where they're doing things that are beneficial to them and detrimental to Republicans. It needs to stop. And it needs to come from the top. It does need to come from the Shapiro office, stating that the human resources and the right level of training is going to take place over the course of this weekend. So as Election Day, we perform a lot better than some of these key counties did in the early voting time frame.
Yeah, and it would be nice if we can get the results and know who won Pennsylvania at a relatively normal hour on Wednesday morning. You know what I mean? 2 o'clock in the morning, something like that. That would be nice.
Yeah, but I will tell you this, though. In defense of that's the law, right? We can't count the
right
mail-in ballots until 8 o'clock, but they are going to do pre-canvassing of it and get it in order. As long as the laws are followed and there's a high level of integrity and ethical behavior. So that one there, look, we'll know soon enough. But what we want more is a proper count, an accurate, accountable accounting of the votes cast that only Pennsylvanians and only Pennsylvania citizens are the ones casting those ballots, American citizens.
Yeah.
I'm willing to wait a little bit. If it's 4 o'clock in the morning, so be it.
Where do you know where you're going to be on election night hanging out?
Yeah, I'm going to be down with our friend Jim Worthington, I think, and I'm also going to be at the Trump War Room in Philadelphia.
Nice.
I'll be happy to call in if you're on the air. And calling the balls and strikes on all of this.
Yeah, I'm going to actually head to Pittsburgh to hang out with McCormick that night. So we're going to be live on the air. So, yeah, definitely let's find a time to have you call in and chat with us. That'd be great.
That's great. And you know Trump's up, the latest Quinnipiac, the latest Atlas poll.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we can't take anything for granted. Everybody's got to come out and vote. And there's a lot more on the ballot. Look, we love Donald J. Trump. I mean, I've gotten to know him. I admire him greatly. I think he's an excellent leader. He's going to be incredible for all Americans. But what's on the ballot is open borders, right? I mean, either they're going to be secure or under Harris, they're going to stay open. Inflation, a competitive environment for manufacturing, all the positives that are going to make Americans strong are on the ballot when you vote for President Trump. And it's nothing but weakness and American decline on Kamala's side. I mean, it really, you know, you got to take it for some. They got to take the personalities out of it and think about the greater good of our country.
Well, that's just it. I think you just hit the nail on the head, Congressman Muser. It's the personality thing. If people don't like Trump as a person or don't like Trump's comments or tweets or jokes or whatever, leave that aside and focus on policy, because policy is what's going to drive things. And, you know, people have to make that, they got to just grow up a little bit, you know?
And Rich, they can't be brainwashed by the fact that 96% of the press President Trump gets, particularly in the Philadelphia area and city area and other cities, is negative.
Yeah.
And 95% of what the Democrats get is positive. Don't be brainwashed. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Look at the facts, the real facts, not the fake fact checkers like the David Murios and all. Right? I mean, that was outrageous.
Yeah.
Crime is down. Yeah, using manipulated numbers. And what we know is the record. We know the record of what President Trump did in his 4 years. We know the record of what Biden Harris did and how she can't think of anything she'd do differently. And you know why? You know what? What she really means is she can't think of anything she'd do differently to be better. They're going to make things worse. People have to keep that in mind.
Yes. They will go far left on the Green New Deal, for example. They will go, if she wins, they will go far left on the environmental stuff, 100%.
Yeah, and the spending that will take place,
mm-hmm.
and the border will stay open, and taxes are going to go up, and regulations and government's going to get bigger. We need to make government smaller, more efficient, more effective, work for the people, and follow the Constitution, the things it's supposed to do.
Yeah, and how about stay the hell out of World War III? That would be nice, too.
How about world peace? How about the Middle East, Abraham Accords and cooperation?
Right.
And,
yeah, right, the Abraham Accords does not get nearly enough attention. I mean, my God, right?
You said it. All those things are on the ballot. people got to appreciate.
All right, my friend, keep up the good fight. We appreciate it. Congressman Dan Muser, follow him on X at Rep Muser, M-E-U-S-E-R. And, yeah, look forward to chatting with you on election night or anytime before you want to call in. You have an open invitation, my friend, so thank you.
You're the best. And I'm glad you're out there with Dave McCormick. All right, that's great, Rich. Thanks so much.
All right, you got it.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What was Henry doing in there, by the way, Justin?
I wish I had an answer.
Oh, you don't know? It was good to see Henry. I thought he was dressing as Marty McFly for Halloween because he has a vest on.
I think he was doing something for Dom.
Oh, all right. What. All right. All right, now, Kirk, let's try this.
Because people ask all the time, what is the difference between what McCormick...
I don't know what that is. Kirk, can you talk now? No, we're still not there. Okay. Yes?
I really can't. Yes. I mean, you look at the
all right, great. But I'm also hearing Barry Sable, I think, or somebody also.
Bob Casey. Also. He's been a status quo.
I hear Dave McCormick, but that's not.
He's voted for all the.
All right. Well, let's hit pause on that. We'll figure that out on the break. We'll get there. Don't worry. We'll get there. A couple technical issues today, but don't worry. We'll be fine. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Your thoughts, your calls. What are you seeing out there, especially if you're in Pennsylvania? What are you seeing? What observations do you have? I want to just remind you of the latest polling that I just got, and this was actually sent to me from Dina McCormick, Dave's wife. And this is a link to Echelon Insights. It's a poll that just came out at 3 o'clock on our full ballot for the Keystone State. Trump leads Harris in PA by a 5-point margin, 51-46. The head-to-head is similar, 52-46 for Trump. That's huge. So those numbers look really good. And those numbers look really, really good. And McCormick leads Casey 47-44. So if this is the case, that means then Trump and McCormick, we're going to have a very, very good day on Tuesday. That would be fantastic. So what are you hearing? What are you seeing out there? And if you're in Bucks County, are you having any issues voting in person now that they've extended that deadline to Friday at 5 p.m. All right, let me know. 855-839-1210 is the number. And let me tell you about relationships that matter, because in life, it's all about relationships, right? And Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, they're great friends over there, and they are our studio sponsor. We broadcast live from Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, and it's a guiding principle on how Judith and her team run their business, relationships. How about these amazing fall specials right now, like a 2025 XC40 for only $435 a month, on a 36-month lease, or get the 2024 C40 for only $329 on a 36-month lease and no sales tax in New Jersey. And you can also get 3.99% financing on select new Volvos for 72 months. Now, you're going to love driving a Volvo because they are safe, they're reliable, the technology is amazing on them, all the things to keep you out of accidents and collision detection and automatic braking and everything else to keep you safe and keep your family safe. We drive the XC90. It's the safest 7-person family car on the road by far. And it looks great, too. It's no minivan. You know what I mean? Maybe you want the S-Class. Made at their plant in South Carolina. Either way, at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter, they'll take great care of you. And there's only one Volvo dealership that sponsors Talk Radio 1210 WPHE, and that's Cherry Hill Volvo. So please give them that love back that they give to us every day. All right? Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
New York bad. I love this song.
Sharp at the eyes.
I too. I love this song.
I love this whole movie.
The movie's great.
It's so great.
It really is. And Disney was not able to ruin it because they bought it from Tim Burton, but they couldn't mess it up.
Yeah.
So it's a classic.
I think I'm probably going to end up watching it again once I go home today.
I've already watched it 5 times this Halloween season. We've been to 2 different Halloween parties, and they always show it on the big screen at the parties, you know? Kids love this movie. This, and I made the kids watch The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Kind of boring for them at this point, you know? They're so used to all the flashiness. And Apple owns them now, you know. So I bought that on DVD. I bought this movie on DVD, too. That's one of the great pieces of advice I'll give you, Justin.
Yeah.
There's a movie you love, buy the physical copy of it. Because did you know that they can edit it digitally, even if you own it?
Yeah, I've seen that they were, they've edited, I think it was, what, Lilo and Stitch on Disney Plus a couple of times to change some things around.
Yeah.
And that's just the one that I know.
Politically incorrect or something. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Even if you, but you think you own it because you bought it on Amazon Prime or whatever, and you think, this is my property. But no, in the license, it says they have the right to make updates. So then when you go to sign into your Amazon Prime account and watch your movie, now it's different. They took a scene out. So, for example, got to have a physical copy of any funny movie that you like, buy it. Because otherwise, at some point, they'll take out all the fun stuff.
Yeah, I either have VHSs.
Do you still have VHS?
I do still have a couple of VHSs
lying
around.
Aren't you like 24 years old?
26.
And you have VHS?
Yeah, but it's mostly like 70s and 80s slasher movies.
Mm.
Which I feel like is probably the best way to preserve them, considering, like, you know, like you said, that they can update and change things however they feel like.
So, oh, yeah.
You know, you still want that 80s, you know, a little bit of cheese, but you still want to preserve that 80s feel. I'd rather have a copy of it from the time period.
That's a very smart strategy, I think. I respect that. But, you know, VHS doesn't last forever, so you should probably also maybe want to get a DVD version as well.
Probably.
And vinyl's back. Vinyl records are back.
Oh, I've been.
That's all the rage.
I'm already with vinyl. I've been with vinyl since high school.
I love it. That's great. So you're an audiophile, as we call it. You're a lover of the ear.
I wouldn't go that far. Like, I know some, maybe on like the lower end of it, but
yeah.
I know there are some people that, like, I cannot listen to this certain song unless it's on my $5,000 stereo surround sound system with my $1,500 headphones cranked up to the certain thing, you know, the bass has to be adjusted to this certain level.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's...
No, that's not, you know.
That's what I think of when I hear audiophile, but... I do. There's certain things where I'm a little picky about things.
Well, that's good. I mean, you gotta be picky, you know? Accept no substitutes in life. But
100%.
Quality, right?
Yeah.
Let me play this clip for you. I agree with this, by the way. This is, well, actually, I have to take a quick break. But let me just, I'll set this up for you. J.D. Vance on Joe Rogan. You're going to want to hear some of these clips. But let me quickly go to Jerry in Port Richmond. He's got a take on politicking in Pennsylvania. You want my take, Jerry? What's up?
Well, the question is, the two names that I thought would be much more prominent, given the abortion issue, and given COVID, you know, while it's in the rearview mirror, would be Dr. Kermit Gosnell, and for his butchery and you know, the GOP side saying, hey, there are two extremes. You know, if forcing every pregnancy to come to term is one extreme, you know, having a jar of black baby feet is the other. But also this Rachel Levine character, whose punishment for doing what she did to putting the most infected people in with the most vulnerable people was to get a promotion by Biden and Harris. And I would have thought this is their decision-making process. She killed a lot more people than even Gosnell did. And so,
well, don't forget, Rachel Levine is a man.
Well, right.
Rachel Levine has a schlong, but I understand your point. And, you know, did you see today they referred Cuomo for criminal prosecution?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I'll share that story at 4 o'clock, Jerry. Hey, buddy, thank you. I got to run, but it's an excellent point on Levine. I'll get into Cuomo with you. The House Select Subcommittee on the COVID-19 pandemic has referred the LoveGov/nursing home killer. You want to make a good horror movie, The Nursing Home Killer, starring Andrew Cuomo and what he did during COVID. But Jerry's right. I mean, Levine did it. Whitmer did it. Newsom. All these people. But yeah, Cuomo, now they're referring him to prosecution for lying to Congress, not for killing people. Congress doesn't have that authority, but they say he lied to the committee under oath. So we'll do that. All right. Do me a favor. Let me know what you think. Trump is up 2 points in Michigan. He's got a significant lead in Pennsylvania based on the new polls. What are you seeing and hearing out there? 855-839-1210 is the number. And on X at Rich Zeoli. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. And I want to tell you, though, before I go to break, about Emmons Roofing and Siding, because you can save 10% right now. This is great. 10%. When it comes to your home, protection and peace of mind are everything, right? That's why Emmons Roofing and Siding is your go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, it will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. And hey, listen, winter's on its way. So what are you waiting for? Do it today. Reach out to them at emmonsroofing.com, E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com. You'll get a 10% off inflation relief discount. And if the windows are ready to be replaced, go with the team that's local. Stephanie and Matt will make sure you're happy. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore, they serve our whole region. And they do great work in my home. They've been doing stuff for me for over 10 years. Replaced my entire roof in our old house. New doors, new windows. In fact, they just put in a new kitchen door for me. It looks beautiful and so much more energy efficient than what was there. Plus, 10% off inflation relief discount. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.